Layla, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So for those who might not know, you know, we live in such a large city, but what sort of hidden areas are there around the place?
Well, you just have to look and keep your mind open. So there are lots of things that people think of as hidden. So there are small laneways that are behind really big, large office blocks, particularly in the centre of Sydney. It can be a bit overwhelming, and particularly with lots of construction works happening. But if you sort of duck into some of the laneways, you see these little hidden histories of Sydney in a way that they're sort of embodied in the built form, which is quite lovely. So there's laneways that are sort of at the backs of the buildings. They're old service lanes usually, but sometimes there are ones that have artworks in them. They have just ways to get around the city that are not, I guess, usual.
And so it might be a bit of a big question, but what are some of your favourite hidden spots?
I particularly like, I started off talking about laneways as part of what's hidden in Sydney. And I particularly like there's a network of laneways that are around near Circular Quay, and they do have artworks in them. There's one that's quite recently installed, which actually has a very large tree, which is suspended. I think it's Unwin's Lane, and then there's other murals suspended artworks and things like that. There's one that's called Forgotten Songs, which is near the, just trying to think of the location, the Recital Centre. I should know that. But it's in Angel Place. And so they're these suspended bird cages with music of the songbirds that used to be in the area. So I think it's not just that, for me, it's not just the laneways, but it's actually the ways that they're used and interpreted.
And so I do have a couple of spots that I was reading about that did pique our interest. So you can actually go and visit Sydney's oldest major water supply, that's right?
In a sense. So there are ways that you can visit it. It's called the Tank Stream. So basically today the Tank Stream is underground. It's deep underground, and it's channeled through pipes, and it's part of the water supply and removal system. So I think it's actually part of the stormwater supply now, or it's not so much a supply as getting rid of excess water. But there are places. So the Tank Stream itself was Sydney's earliest water supply. It was a freshwater stream that emptied into Circular Quay, or Sydney Cove as it was called. And it became gradually polluted. It's called the Tank Stream because there were reservoirs or tanks that were built into the banks of that particular stream. But then it became contaminated, and then it became channelized, and its whole form changed. But there are places that you can see. You can either put your name in for a ballot to go and see a little section of it. But you can also go, if you go to the General Post Office building and you make your way downstairs to where the bars are, there's a little section of interpretation, and you can see the overform pipe that's used to take the water through. And then there's a little bit of historical interpretation. So there are two ways that you can see part of what the Tank Stream used to be.
That's so cool. And so I suppose as well, when I personally think of Paddington, I don't necessarily think lush gardens and lots of trees, but apparently there is a sunken garden in the middle of Paddington.
Yeah, so there's a beautiful garden there, which is called the Paddington Reservoir Gardens, and it does have a link to the Tank Stream, because the Tank Stream was Sydney's first water supply, but the Paddington Reservoir was part of Sydney's third water supply system. So water was pumped from what was called the Botany Swamps through to Sydney, and there were two main reservoirs. So these were places where water was held and then distributed to people through pipes and things like that. So, it doesn't sound like a big deal today. We expect water to come out of a tap. but historically, supplying fresh potable water that you could drink potentially, but also use for your daily use was a big deal. And so there was a reservoir that was built in the mid-19th century. It was a bit of an engineering feat. It had all these beautiful brick arches and steel or metal beams and really beautiful upright posts made out of timber, because the particular timber they used was fire resistant and water resistant. That particular reservoir, which was called the Paddington Reservoir, was to supply the suburb of Paddington. And then over time, its use was supplanted. And so we have this, I guess, a relic of the past. It was converted into a sunken garden in the late, I think, 2009. So it's this beautiful, it's got the form of the reservoir. You have to actually go down some stairs and a ramp to get to it. It's opposite the Paddington Town Hall. So, and there's a bus stop that's right near it. So it's very easy to get to. So it's really worth, you know, sort of, you know, venturing down the stairs. There's some gateways that sort of give you a bit of a hint that you've got this beautiful hidden sunken garden there in the middle of Paddington.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go and try and check that one out. The last one I wanted to touch on real quickly, Elizabeth Bay House. I don't know a lot about this one. Could you tell me a little bit about the history and I guess who lived there?
Well, it's a really early house. It's in Elizabeth Bay. So it's a bit of a hop, skip and a jump from the Paddington Reservoir Garden. So that's it's an easy one to get to. It's run by the Sydney Living Museum. So you can actually go into that building. It's a very early colonial building. It was built in the 1830s, I believe, for the colonial secretary, Alexander Maclay. And so, but it's a very beautiful building. It used to have like an enormous garden. That was its pride, was all the land around it. But as we know, if anyone ever goes to Elizabeth Bay, there is no there isn't a lot of open space, but there is a really lovely, you can go into the nice house, but then opposite is actually a beautiful garden, which has, it's a little bit Japanese inspired with fish.
Oh, cool.
Carp in a lake. So I really, it's a lovely little oasis in the middle of the city.
And so for anybody else who does want to get involved, where can they find out more about these places in Sydney?
Well, we have the City of Sydney has something which is called the Sydney Culture Walks app. And so that's a really nice way to find out parts of hidden Sydney. There is actually a walk on there which is called Hidden, but that really focuses on the centre of Sydney. But you can also take some of the other walks. They've also got curated walks of some of the artworks in the city, because there are also things that people walk past but they don't know the meaning behind them. But you can actually use this app to find out more.
We'll pop the link up on the podcast. Layla, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.